Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to go through our Supercoach review of round three. Obviously a pretty big week for me and Supercoach. Made the bold move of getting rid of Nicho Hynes, brought in Val Holmes and vice-captained him. You all saw how it played out on the weekend. Sometimes you take these punts and they work out well. Sometimes they work out fucking perfectly, and this one certainly did. The Nicho Hynes stuff, look, I've said all preseason that I was really worried about this combination with Braden Trindall, and I know the argument will be this week, well, they got smashed and he still scored 50. I can hear it coming now. I don't understand how people are still looking at this combination going, yeah, no, it's the same as last year. I personally think it is very different. I said that I think Nicho Hynes is in for a bit of a downgrade when it comes to his scores. We're now a couple of weeks in, and I mean, fuck, can we stop pretending like it's the same as last year? And it makes sense, you know. Matty Moylan, he was a guy that would just sit in the pocket and would wait to get the ball. Braden Trindall isn't that sort of footballer. He's going to jump in and do things. He's going to kick the ball. He's going to jump into first receiver. Even worse, he's going to jump into second receiver sometimes. I think that's better for the Sharkies. As I said in the preseason, I thought it would take a bit of time to gel, but I think it will be better for the Sharkies long term. But I think it's obviously going to hurt Nicho Hynes' Supercoach output, and I'm not sure why this is still a conversation, to be honest with you. I think it's pretty evident. Regardless, he's going to lose a heap of cash this week, so you got to make a decision. What are you going to do? I think he fell about 100 points short of his break-even. That score is now going to be in his rolling average and whatnot. So, you know, that was the Tigers, you know. That was the easy matchup. Everyone kept telling me he was going to go berserk in. So, yeah, I think it's a really interesting conversation. Nicho Hynes will have it this week. I'm keen to hear what Timmy thinks. As I said, sometimes you take these punts in Supercoach and it comes off for you. I've had a few over the last year or so with Kohler and stuff, and this was one that I felt pretty confident about. In saying that, guys, 12 months ago, I was sitting here, well, not here, not in the CBA Centre of Excellence, didn't exist then, but I was sitting there with my Supercoach team watching Nicho Hynes run out and score 180 when I didn't have him and said, don't buy him. So it comes and goes. You're up and you're down and whatnot. You just got to ride the wave as you go. But this week, we had a really good week. I'm waiting for updates, but I'm sitting on $1,195 at the moment. I've got about $500,000 worth of cash in my bank ready to use, and I've got a couple of guys that I'll be targeting. We'll talk about them more on Wednesday on Beers and Break Evens, but I've put all that in the Roo Crew. So if you're a Roo Crew member, you'll know who I'm targeting already and the moves that I'm looking to make this week. But let's have a look at the scores from the weekend, because my God, there's a lot to talk about. Let's start with the Penny Panthers, 34 points to 12 over the Broncos. Obviously, Brian To'o on the left side played really well here. We'll talk about it more in the rapid review, which you guys can have listened to, but I love the way that Penrith just pick apart the opposition's weaknesses. Nathan Cleary, 121. For me, he was the obvious halfback to keep. He's going to lose a bit of money too, probably not as much as Nicho now, but he was always the obvious guy to keep for me in this attacking side. Isaac Tungo, another 100, very, very impressive. Had a great game. Isaiah Yeo, 69. He just keeps on doing the damn thing, Isaiah Yeo. I don't think he'll be a guy that I'll ever own in Classic, but fuck, I mean, I probably should consider him a little bit more than what I do. Jerome Luai, 62. Mitch Kenny, 58. Liam Henry, our boy, delivers. 55 is a guy that I will seriously be looking at over the next couple of weeks. I think whilst James Fisher-Harris is out, Liam Henry, I think you can expect sort of 45 to 55 sort of numbers each week. As I said last week on Bloke, I think this kid's a genuine chance to play for the Blues in the future. Not this year, but in the future. I love everything about Liam Henry, so very, very excited about him. Outside of that, who else stood out here? Taylor May, only a 30 here. Got knocked around early with that Reece Walsh hit, obviously. But, I mean, if 30 is his absolute floor, we'll take that. Obviously, all the attack went down the right early. And then when the left eventually got some ball, they cut him out every time to go to Brian Toto. He'll have enough big scores throughout the season to make it worthwhile owning him, in my opinion. Let's have a look at the Brisbane Broncos. Paddy Carrigan, a big score, 73. Got through a stack of work there. Selwyn, 61. Pierre Kura, happy to see him there. 57, had a good game for the Bronx, going to do well in Supercoach. You might lose a little bit of money on Pierre Kura this week, but don't panic. Once that four gets out of his rolling average, we're going to make a heap of cash there, which I'm really excited about. Ezra bounced back with a 54. Xavier Willison, my boy, coming off the bench. Loved what I saw there. Had a line break that helps, but in that front row forward that is just fucking disgusting, I really don't mind Xavier Willison there with a 51. Really happy with that. So keen to watch him over the next couple of weeks. Willison, hopefully he can make us a bit of dreadful money in the front row forward because it is rank. I'll probably play him next week over Hughes, to be honest with you. Who else have we got here? Fletcher Baker, 49. Honestly, I've spoke shit about him all offseason. He came up with 50 points, so credit to him. Corey Jensen, 48. I think you might get a bit of an uptick while Haas is out, but I think this is sort of what you can expect. Pretty wild that Jensen, Baker, Willison all went 48, 49, 50. Pretty wild. Jesse Arthurs, 45. I think he scored a try from memory. So not too bad. But, I mean, when you're talking about cheapies and stuff like him, you're just happy to make cash, aren't you? I mean, it just is what it is. If he's making cash, who gives a fuck how he does it or how hard he has to try for it? It is what it is, and you'll make some cash. You'll move him on later. I do think he's been dicked around with some downgrades, though, over the last few weeks. Outside of that, guys, not a heap standing out. Obviously, Reece Walsh with a one. Look, this sort of shit's going to happen. Reece Walsh is out for a few weeks, so if you did go the pod play of Reece Walsh, that's devastating for you. You're going to have to make a trade there and move him on. But I'll tell you what, for the rest of us, once Reece Walsh plays those next two games, coming back from injury with that one in his average, hopefully he can be kept reasonably quiet, and then he becomes a very appealing option at a cheap price. So we wish Reece Walsh all the very best. From a Supercoach point of view, though, it could be quite appealing in a couple of weeks' time. We might get Tristan Saylor to come in as well, which would be a huge watch and a serious option. I'm not sure what his dual position is or whatever in Supercoach, but I'm sure he'll be a talking point this week. I also don't know his price, so I could be talking completely out of my ass. I'm just looking him up as we speak. Tristan Saylor, 560K. Fuck that. That is ridiculous. Okay, let's move on to the next game. The New Zealand Warriors, 18 over the Canberra Raiders, 10. All right, for the Warriors, AFB scored a nice try, 77. You love to see it. DWZ bounced back, 74. Jackson Ford, really solid performance again, 69. Still got those handling errors, but fuck, he gets through a lot of work, Jackson Ford. Tohu Harris with the usual 67. Lukey Metcalf in a pretty shallow 5'8 position. Lukey Metcalf is putting his hand up. He's got to score a try to score well every week, but fuck, he's scoring a lot of tries. He's coming out with a lot of plays to his credit. Sean Johnson, 47, a little bit disappointing there at home. Outside of that, Torpicky, 35. I think he's going to make enough money for you guys to be worthwhile. I don't have him, but I don't think it's trouble or anything. I think he's still going to do well for you guys. You would have rathered a few more points there, especially with Chance coming in. You would have liked him to stack up some points, but I don't think you can really complain. The Canberra Raiders. Rapana, top scorer there, 93. Matty Timoko, 91. Fuck, he's good. Kotrick, if you went him as a cheapie, my God, you got to get out of jail there with a 60. I thought he played pretty average, to be honest with you. Joe Tarpanay, 53. Zach Hosking came off the bench. Did not really matter. 52 points there. He's going to make some good bicky for you guys this week. I personally think they just have to start him in the second row. We'll see what Ricky does, but my God, he looked unreal to me. Hudson Young with a 50 in his 100th game. Morgan Smithies played big minutes, only scored a 38 and he had a tackle break. Unbelievable. Getting a little bit worried about Morgan Smithies. I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to worry that he might not be the absolute freak that I thought he was going to be. But we'll give him a few more weeks. Xavier Savage, 31. We're still going to make money off him. I'm happy with what he's done. I'm sure he'll pick up a try or two over the next few weeks. I think Savage will be a slow burn, but I do think he'll be worthwhile. I'm not even in the ballpark and considering trading him or whatever. We'll make some money. We'll move the fuck on. Danny Levi, 29. We'll talk about him soon and we're waiting for updates. But the Parramatta hooker, I think he got 32. So when neither scored a try, you're looking at pretty similar numbers there. Maybe the Parra hooker, Lussick, maybe he'll update a little bit higher. But Danny Levi, honestly, 100K cheaper. If you made the move to Lussick, sure. But I'm just not sure how much extra coin you're going to make there. So I'm happy just sticking it out with Danny Levi for now. Harry Grant, he's going to come down in price over the next few weeks and I'll be pouncing on him. Thankfully, Appy is carving. I know a lot of you went Reece Robson off the back of Timmy Williams' decision to go there, who was also braining it. So for what, as shit as hooker is, we're actually doing okay there, to be honest with you. So I'm happy with that. Ethan Strange, 29, he's going to make more cash. Stoked, dual position, which allows us to bring in Galvin this week. So no complaints about Ethan Strange getting through his work there. All right, the Sydney Roosters, 48. Wow. Over the South Sydney Rabbitohs, 6. Look, Dom Young, 150 here. He's becoming a very interesting little super coach pod. Not one that I'll be going myself. I think I'd rather have Val Holmes. But Dom Young, wow, pretty damn impressive performance. I assume top scorer of the week. If you had him, shout out to you. I know the Rook might have actually had him, actually. I know she started with him a few weeks ago. We've got to talk to her this week. But Dom Young, really interesting. I just don't love him outside Manu, but I mean, doesn't seem to worry him at the moment. He's flying. James Tedesco, what a bounce back. We thought he would bounce back this year in Supercoach. 135, very, very good to see. Starting a ball play as well, which we'd like. Sandon Smith, my boy, 88. Some of those are lucky points, to be fair, but fuck, he's a footballer. Sandon Smith. Joey Manu, 84. Victor Radley just keeps doing the damn thing, 57. Sammy Walker, 2 tries, 56 points. Not great. Did come off early, but even with 2 tries and goal kicking, you'd want more out of Sammy Walker. I played him in draft, and I was stoked that he went that low, but very surprised. Connor Watson scored a try, 53. Great to see. Connor Watson could be an option at hooker, but I don't think I'll be using trades there. No thanks. Outside of that, not a heap to touch on. Terrell May, probably one of his quieter games, 44. I actually thought White, in the minutes he played, he looked unreal, 35 points. One that I'll be keeping an eye on is Angus Crichton. Scored 28 points. He's probably going to come down in price over the next few weeks. If he gets a gig as a starting back rower, which based on his form right now and when he was playing New South Wales Cup last week, I wouldn't be shocked. So one to watch there. For the Rabbitohs, Keon Kolomantangi, 98. Jacob Hose, 69. Cam Murray, 58. AJ, 47. Cookie, 44. Cody Walker, 44. Latrell Mitchell, a disappointing 36. He's going to be very cheap very soon. Jack Wyden, 34. I just can't do it. I couldn't go Jack Wyden. I know Timmy said he was looking at him, but he's just never been Supercoach relevant for me in the way the South Sydney are going. And I'm sure Timmy expected South Sydney to show a fucking pulse against the Roosters. They haven't, so I just can't look over there. Talis Duncan, 22. Disappointing again, just not getting the minutes. And Davey Moale. My God, if you got lured into that trap, scored a try last week, how good. Starting front row forward, how good. And Davey Moale, he fucks us once again. 10 Supercoach points. That is a tough, tough pill to swallow, that one. All right, let's move on to the Bulldogs. 32 points to nil over the Gold Coast Titans. Kiraz with the top scorer here, 115. If you sold him last week, my God, that is an absolute shocker by you after he went 50-50 and then you dropped him for this game. Ugh, that hurts. If you held on to him, congratulations to you. Unreal little score to get there. You love to see it. Reed Marnie, 96. Connor Tracy with a very impressive 86. Good knock. Kikau, if you're a Kikau owner, credit to you. 82, nice bounce back. Preston, 69. Hutcho, our boy. We thought he'd have a good game against the Titans, so we put the reserve on him and he provided for us 64 Supercoach points. Most of you would have had Nicho Hynes as your second Supercoach halfback this week. Give you the hot tip. Drew Hutchison outscored him. Pretty wild. Blake Taft, 64. Maxi King, 56. Josh Curran, came off the bench as a front row forward again. I'm sure we're getting dual position. We have to. And Josh Curran, 52 points. You love to see it. Brought him in last week. Very happy to have him. Hopefully that dual comes in round six. Outside of that, Jamin Salmon, another disappointing 35. Matty Burton, 35. Sam Hughes, fuck me, 23. Something, brother. Give us something, Sammy Hughes. Front row forward is rank. Gold Coast Titans, Furmore, top scorer with 53. That's disgusting. Jermaine Joloff, I thought he was really good on the weekend. I think he'll get good minutes over the next few weeks without, or over the season without Tino. Obviously, that's the big talking point out of this one. Fuck, I feel for the Titans. Grim as all hell. Guys that are relevant in that game, honestly, no one really. Cleese Haas, 34. Tino got a 30, but he's injured now. AJ Brimson, 26. Yeah, that's just a scrunch it up, throw it in the bin, move on. If you're a Gold Coast Titans fan, that one's a tough one, and it's looking like a tough season for the tits. All right, the Dragons and the Cowboys. Cows, 46-24. Bizarre game, this one. We'll start with the Dragons. Lomax, 98. He just keeps doing the damn thing, popping up all over the place. He's going to be a big talking point throughout the season. If he was to move to Parramatta, which I don't have anything solid on that, they're just the rumors getting around. If he moves to Parramatta, I will be all over that like a fucking rash. Yeah, brace yourself for that, and God, you'll hear about it in my draft team. Benny Hunt, 77, Flano, 71. If you went Flano at 5'8", full credit to you. He might actually turn out to be the pick of the bunch at the moment because they're all sort of struggling. If you paid fucking a couple of pennies for Flano, you've done pretty well there. Jack DeBellin, 70, Blake Laurie, 56, Leilua, 55, Eisenhuth, 47. He's done all right for us, Tommy Eisenhuth. To be fair, I don't have him, but if you got him, credit to you. Outside of that, not a stack to touch on. Oh, Viliama Fifita stinking it up with a 9. I will probably be moving him to one of these other front row forwards, maybe a Liam Henry. Can't do it this week. Got other trades I want to make, and I sure as fuck don't want to use a boost again. But yeah, we'll talk about him soon because he's a bit of a pain in the ass. For the Cows, my boy Val Holmes, 144, second highest score of the week. I think I said before he was the highest. Dom Young, obviously the highest. Forgive me. But Val Holmes, 144. Should be noted with Val Holmes, after 20 minutes, he was on 8 points. So he essentially scored 137 points in the last 60 minutes, and he only scored one try. He is an absolute weapon, Val Holmes. And fuck, I'll tell you what, he's going to get expensive quickly. So if you want to get on the Val Holmes train, you would want to make a move very, very quickly. If he comes out and scores a fucking 20 next week, that'll put his average to 80 over those 2 weeks, and you'll still be making money. So you'd want to get on Val Holmes very quickly if you want to join me. Scotty Drinkbloke bounced back with a good performance, 105. You love to see it. Reece Robson, 95. Sammy McIntyre, 70. Sam McIntyre, he becomes interesting. Could be a bit of money to be made there. I think he's playing great footy at the moment too. A journeyman that I've always liked though. Very good fella as well. Tommy Dearden with a 70. Nice little play at 5'8 there. The Chad, 63. Unreal. Griffin Neame in the front row forwards, 61. Finney Fuiaki, I think he had an early HIA. We're a little bit worried. He came back on, scored a meat pie, 57. He's going to make us some good coin over the next few weeks. Happy with that move. I also played him this week. Ruben Cotter, 47. More of the same. I love Ruben Cotter. I think he's such a gun, but Supercoach wise, he can just be a little bit up and down, which is my big worry. But I'll tell you what, if I had that jewel in my side, I'd be stoked. What have we got? Nanai, 46. Tommy Chester, 36. I actually thought Tommy Chester looked unreal to his credit. I thought he played a really good game. Jason Taumalolo, 12. Tough pill to swallow for you Taumalolo owners. I said at the start of the season I wouldn't be going near him. I wasn't buying into the hype. I thought it was very airy-fairy. And I think based on what you've seen and just how up and down he can be, I think you have to get rid of him. I just think you have to move in another direction. But, yeah, that's not a fire I have to put out, thankfully. Let's have a look at the West Tigers and the Cronulla Sharks. What a game this was. Wild. For the West Tigers, Api Kurosawa, top scored 105. When you talk about toughest things to ever happen in rugby league, you're talking about Shane Webke's broken arm in the grand final. I think Noddy lost a testicle once and played on. Just a heap of shit that's happened. Playing through gastro, right up there for me. I'll give you the hot tip. When I have gastro, I hardly make it to the toilet, let alone make it to the NRL. Unbelievable performance by Api. Very impressive, 105. We love that. Justin Olam, 84. Buller, 81. Seafarth scored a meat pie, 75. Bounced back from a very shit performance the week before. Lockie Galvin, 72. Come into my team, brother. You are going to make so much coin. It's not even funny. Cannot wait to bring him in this week. Isaiah Papali'i, 71. Stefano, good bounce back, 67. Fanua Bolle, 59 in the lock forward role. Great to see. Bateman, 52. Aiden Caesar with a 52 as well. You'd be stoked if you took the punt on Caesar for whatever reason. Fate Arpe, 38. Had a lot of people message me about him, and I like him. I obviously picked him out of Queensland Cup last year, and then the Tigers have signed him since, which is good to see. But I know he's basement price, but I'm not totally convinced his position is completely safe. And, I mean, I think he had a line break assist in that. They won by 20. They won by 30-odd points. And he scored 38. I think there's other options that are better to go to personally. Outside of that, nothing to really touch on there. The Sharkies, Tommy Hazelden came off the pine, 90 Supercoach points. You love to see it. Did get stood up in defence on a few occasions, but in attack, very good. Blake Brayley, 68. Lovely. Sivatalakai just keeps doing the damn thing. 57 Supercoach points without a try. Mulitalo, 56. Teague Wilton, 55. Nico Hines went from 42 to 53 in updates. I'll tell you what, you'll take that, all things considered. Already spoke about him at the start of the podcast, so no need to get stuck into that again. We'll talk about it with Timmy this week. Sione Katoa, 45. What have we got? Anything else? Oh, Braden Trindle, my God. I'll tell you what, if you took this punt, God, I feel for you. I think Timmy Williams might have traded him out on the weekend to Brooksy maybe. Good play. Trindle, 11. My guy is leaking cash, and he was meant to be a cash cow. Wild. Let's move to the Sunday games. Para, 628 over the Manly Seagulls, 24. Now, I do think this game has still got updates to come, so stay tuned for that. For the Eels, Mitch Moses, 109. If you went that pod play, you have finally been rewarded. Good to see. Blaise Talangi, 66 points on debut. I think he will remain in the team. Great in attack. Defensively, had a couple of issues early, but I thought he did well in the second half. Blaise Talangi, I think he stays in the team. And we mentioned before, Fate Arpe, people are looking at him as a CGW. I'd be going Blaise first, personally. Junior Bolo, 61. Morgan Harper, 54. Talangi, 52. Dylan Brown, 52. Not great, Dill Brown. His base stats just seem to be a little bit down this year. 5'8 just seems to be a bit of a shit fight. I'm happy just to run with Dill, but yeah, he's not really setting the world alight, let's be honest here. He's probably going to lose a bit of cash, is what it is. Matto, 54. Pensini, 44. Hopgood, 42. Gutho, 38. Sean Lane, 35 Supercoach points. Now, I'm really hoping that Sean Lane goes up in updates, but I am really considering trading him this week. So that'll be another good little talking point this week. Sean Lane, I called him a slam dunk in the preseason. I was way off the mark. Yeah, he is really not doing much of a job for us at the moment, Sean Lane. Missed a number of tackles, had a few errors, not ideal in this game. Bryce Carr is the other one that a lot of people got hot and heavy for early. Only played the 52 minutes here. I think he got an injury. But yeah, 26 Supercoach points, so that'll sort of that'll limit the amount of cash he's going to make over the next few weeks. Joey Lussing, 32. We'll wait for updates. He might go up a little bit, as we said, but very similar to Danny Levi at the moment with no attacking stats. Did play the 80 though, so credit to him. Let's have a look at the Manly Seagulls. Ruben Garrick, top scorer there, 95. Tom Trbojevic, 79, pending updates. That 79 for Turbo, to be fair, could have been 150 if things went his way. Unfortunately, they didn't there, but I do expect him to go up a little bit. Still a good score. Jackson Paulo, 63. Olakuatu, no try in 51. As an owner, I think you'll be happy with that. What have we got? Brooksy with a 50. If you brought him in, he's done well for you again. Anyone else that stands out there? Paseka, 38. DCE, 35. Oh, I'll tell you what, guys. I hate to say it, but I think we've got an issue with Burbo. I can't believe we've got an issue with Burbo, and it's got nothing to do with Josh Schuster. Defensively, I thought he had a lot of poor mistakes in that game. Attacking-wise, he had a couple of drop balls as well. Obviously, Corey Waddell came on and subbed him late and scored a really important try. So Burbo is becoming a little bit of a worry for me. We're still going to make cash off him over the next few weeks, but just having a look at his stats in this game, I'm getting a little bit nervous about Burbo and how it's going to look this year. Played 61 minutes, 5 runs for 37 meters, 16 tackles, 1 error. It's pretty dog shit, let's be honest here. So he'll still make us a bit of cash, But I think you probably need to be ready to look elsewhere from Burbo in a few weeks' time, because that is looking very grim, and I am far from convinced he plays 80 minutes moving forward. For the Newcastle Knights, 14 points to 12 over the Melbourne Storm. Knights, Dane Gagai was the top scorer, 84. Tuala, 77. KP, nice little bounce back, 76, not bad, in a low-scoring game. We're waiting for updates. I do think KP will go up a little bit. I reckon he finishes on about 85. The big talking point for me, Kai Pierce-Paul. Did you notice he played 80 minutes? Did you notice Dylan Lucas went to the right edge? Frizzell went to the middle. Kai Pierce-Paul, very, very few attacking opportunities. I think he had one offload in there. He scored 65 Supercoach points. My boy is a motherfucker. One that we have to watch very, very closely, liking the look of Kai Pierce-Paul. Tyson Gamble, 55. Leo Thompson, 47. Anyone else stand out there realistically? Not really. Dylan Lucas, 32. Hopefully Dylan Lucas can drop a heap of cash over the next few weeks, and then if an opportunity arises later, we can jump on him. If he earns that right edge spot, though, if they do move Tyson Frizzell into the middle as a full-time middle, which I think you might find, Leo Thompson might be suspended. So maybe we will see that. We'll see how that plays out. But one to watch there. Jaden Brayley, 21. I don't mind this from Brayley if he starts off the bench for the first few weeks and maybe eventually becomes a 60-minute hooker. Maybe we'll get him even cheaper than what we are right now, but I probably don't see myself fucking around with hooker anymore. For the Melbourne Storm, Tyrone Wishart, our boy, scored a try. We tipped him as our Ned's Smokey for an ATS in this game in about sevens. Gamble responsibly, as always, but juicy there. 92, Pappy, 76. Nice little bounce back. Going to make a bit of cash for owners. Meany, 75. Trent Leroux, 69. My God, I thought he had an absolute shocker, and he scored 69 points. Credit to him. Harry Grant, 63. Harry Grant, he's a tough one, isn't he? What's Harry Grant's price? 750K. Yeah, that's tough. That is tough. I would imagine he's going to lose a bit of money over the next few weeks. To be fair, he had a big score last week, so maybe not. He didn't have a big score. Yeah, he's definitely going to lose a bit of cash. That sucks for you guys. But great for me. I will be buying him over the next few weeks. Eli Katoa, 52. Blore, 39. One to keep an eye on. Hopefully, Blore didn't do well enough to keep our boy Chan out of the side. They got a buy next week. Hopefully, he returns the week after. We'll see, because Christ, we need to make some money off him. Outside of that, not a heap to touch on from that game. No one we were really overly interested in. I'll tell you what, Jonah Pizzette, Christ, he did well to get to 25. I think he was on zero at halftime, so that's a pretty good knock. Outside of that, nothing to really touch on with that game. All right, legends, that is our Supercoach review. We're just going to open Patreon and just have a look at some of the questions that were put in there by Patreon members. I just asked for a few Supercoach-wise for me to touch on very, very quickly. So we'll just go through and have a quick little squiz. At that post, where is it? Internet taking forever. Here it is. All right. Supercoach questions. We'll just go through a couple of these, sort of quick fire sort of stuff. From Matthew Wheeler. Now, this is all in the Roo Crew, guys. If you would like to join, the link is in the description. Go and join the Roo Crew. $8 a month, $2 a week. You're getting all the content in the world. I am just vomiting my thoughts in there constantly. Go and give it a try. If you don't like it, cash out. See you later. All good. But I'm pretty sure if you're a rugby league fan, if you listen to this podcast, you probably are a sneaky rugby league fan. You'll enjoy the content. So go give it a go. Matthew Wheeler, I held Lukey this week and I scored 1,142. Great knock. I was keen on IPAP, so wanted to see him another week, but not totally sold. Thoughts on options? Held Lukey this week. I'll tell you what, bro, I'd be seriously looking at Kai Pierce-Paul. If you haven't got Josh Curran yet, I'd be looking at him. I think he gets dual soon, so that'd be handy. Finne Filiaki, if you don't have him yet, he's the other one I'd be looking at. What have we got? Okay, Down Under Devil. Down Under Evil. No, Down Under Devil. Okay, my halfbacks are Hines and Cleary and my 5'8s are Brooks and Plath. Do you think this is a crazy move? Brooks replacing Hines at halfback and bringing Galvin to 5'8. Nah, got no problem with it whatsoever. I think Hines is going to leak a stack of cash over the next few weeks. He's got a buy coming up. I think you can buy Hines back in the next few weeks for a lot cheaper. You can literally just take your Galvin money and probably buy Hines back in a couple of weeks. So I got no problem with that. People will say hold Hines because they're just going to be stubborn, but I personally think there is so much money to be made there by selling Hines, reinvesting that money into Galvin, and then you can buy Hines back in a couple of weeks. That's the play I'd be going for. Well, I've already done it, but that's the play I'd be going for. Thoughts on getting David Fifita straight in next week if his name to start? No, thank you. Not for me. Coming back from injury, you don't know how many minutes he'll play. The Titans look fucking awful. Hard pass from me. Hey, Rook and Cat. Is it okay to roll with one gun half and midi the other? I have Brooks and I'm thinking straight swap to Cleary. I'm pretty happy to risk having Galvin and Flano as my 5'8". Galvin is a ripper. Also, with Titans being pretty average start this year, is it okay to fade Fermor after his first price rises? I don't think Foles is going to make much difference to his attacking numbers. I'm thinking of making a room on... Blah, blah, blah. Yes, I agree, mate. I would be fading Fermor. I didn't end up starting with him and glad I didn't. Mate, I think it's okay to run with one gun halfback. I think you can get away with it at the moment. Especially if Galvin just keeps on, you know, plugging out those stats that he is. I mean, other 5'8s, no one's really braining it. I mean, Tommy Dearden, I mean, his team just won by 40. His team scored 40. He scored a try. He was everywhere. He scored 70. I mean, Dylan Brown just had a try assist in a victory. He scored 50. I thought Luke Brooks looked unreal, scored 50. 5'8's just a bit of a shit fight at the moment. So I don't have a big issue with it. You're not going to feel comfortable, but if the scores are coming, gives a fuck. Is 2022 IPAP back? Man, you guys are excited about Isaiah Papali'i. I really didn't give him that much attention. 71, yeah. I mean, sure, I'm more about making money in my 2RFs at the moment. But, yeah, had a good game, was very impressive. Not a guy that I was looking at, but maybe I'm sleeping on him. 568K. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, really interesting. I look forward to talking to Timmy about that one. I'll have to do a deeper dive into his stats and whatnot, but not a guy that I was thinking about. I think there's money to be made on other guys in the 2RF at the moment. Which two are more of a priority out of Val, Hammer, and Dom Young? Look, I'm biased here, but I think Val. I think that Hamiso is a really good get, and if you started with Hamiso, full credit to you, he's going to kill it. But, you know, I went up there to the Dolphins the other night. I watched him score 3 tries and have an unbelievable game. He still didn't crack 100, which, you know, he's going to have those games and whatnot. But I look at Val Holmes. He scored 1 try on the weekend with goal kicking and scored 144. I watched Tomiso score 3 tries and have a fucking blinder in a 38-0 victory at home. And he didn't score 100. For me, it's Val Holmes, but I'm a little bit biased. Obviously, I've got him and everything. I've always been high on him. But yeah, I'd be going with Val. And Dom Young, I don't like him outside Manu, but I mean, you can't argue with the pedigree. I just think the Cowboys, their attack is unreal. Their defense is a bit iffy, which means they're going to have to score points in games. And I'll tell you what, they've got a heap of points in them. Val Holmes, a good goal kicker and a great attacking player. I think Val Holmes is the slam dunk, and I think he's going to be too expensive for a lot of you very, very soon. Is Wong worth holding, considering he hasn't lost money yet? Nah, sell him, bro. Move him on to someone else. He played New South Wales Cup on the weekend, and honestly, as much as I love the fella, I thought he looked pretty average. And from all reports, he was pretty average in that game. So I don't think he'll be back for a while. When he comes back, then we can have that conversation. And I'll be the first one to have it. But I've already sold him, and I think you guys should sell him as well. Best option to upgrade Torpicky to? I already have Roger and May as my gun CDW options, so not sure whether I upgrade Torpicky to a mid-ranger or a gun. Bro, isn't his break-even pretty... I mean, like, he's still got a few more weeks of making money, I think, Torpicky. I wouldn't be moving him on yet. I don't think you need to, personally, but let me just look him up and just double check that. I obviously don't have him in my team. I know Timmy's got him and he didn't seem worried or perplexed with him or anything, so I wouldn't be moving him on just yet, personally. Bro, he's 277K. He's still got money to make. I would imagine he's got a negative break even this week. He'll probably have a good break even next week that he'll knock over. So I wouldn't be moving him on now. Surely you've got bigger fish to fry than Torpicky.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
1 week late, but want to do the Hine, Hutcho, Val movement, then do Strange CW for Tepiki. What's wrong with Topicki? I don't understand it. Probably played his last game due to concussion. Oh, the concussion, of course. Okay. Sorry, guys. If Topicki is out this week for the concussion, yes, that does change things. Once again, we'll talk to Timmy on Wednesday about that because he's got him, and I'm keen to see what Timmy's thoughts are. Sorry, guys. Completely forgot about the concussion there. Is it time to kiss Hines goodbye? I think so, but we'll see. Hey, Guru, how committed? Is it too late to jump on Val, looking out, downgrading Hines to Galvin possibly? I don't think it's too late. If you're going to do it, though, do it this week because next week I think it will be too late. One question, one praise. Is Stefano legit? Not for me. I won't be doing it. Well done going from Hines to Holmes. Wish I listened to you. Yeah, and look, guys, that could have blown up in my face quite easily, but thank you, Tyson. I appreciate it. Whilst I know Hines wasn't at his best, whole team was porridge. If you want to downgrade him to another quality half, who would it be? I want to keep the Hines-Cleary combo all year as I don't want to see anyone that can go that much better. Yeah, and you know what? For me right now, it's not about finding someone that will go better than Hines. It's just about not losing all that cash. And you know what? If you hold Hines the entire time, you won't lose cash on him. He'll get back to that eight. Well, I don't reckon he'll get back to the high nines. I reckon he'll get back to the high eights personally. But I also think it's about that cash that you're going to lose on Hines and have to wait 10 weeks to get it back. I think you can use that money to invest in other guys and do well, like I did with Val Holmes this week. My move this week meant that, you know, Hines is going to lose a stack of cash, which isn't going to impact me. And Hines and Val's going to make a heap of cash. So is Galvin. So is the guys I'm bringing in. So that's the way that I look at it. I'll have to use a trade later to bring Hines back in. But honestly, by the time I'm done with that trade and I get Hines cheaper in 5 or 6 weeks, it could be worth $300K or $400K, which is why I was more than happy to make the move. Had to back my gut in. It worked out for me. If it blew up in my face, I looked like an idiot. But it didn't this time, thankfully, so we will take it. Okay, Mylon Duskett. Surely that's meant to be Dylan Musket. Love what you did there. Is Tommy Dearden becoming a good option at 5'8 now? Looked better and better each week. Yeah, he's killing it, Tommy Dearden. He obviously needs to score tries to do well. But, man, he runs the football. He's in a team that scores a lot of tries. I don't have an issue with it. I think he's going really well, Tommy Dearden. What is he, 592K? What did he score on the weekend? He scored a 70 on the weekend with a try. Sure. First 2 weeks, he went 65, 66. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't have a problem with going Tommy Dearden. If you started with him in the season, credit to you. He's doing really well. But yeah, I question if Dearden, and I know he did it against the Tigers in that one game last year, but I just question if he's got those 100-plus scores. He's scored a try, I think, every week so far. And still hasn't gone above 70. So that's the only thing I worry about in the first week, they obviously scored a lot of points. They brained it. He scored 65 and had a try, I believe. Then this week, waiting for – oh, no, updates are in. He scored a try and they killed it. He scored 70. So not a bad option. But, yeah, I wouldn't be selling the farm to get Tommy Dearden. But he will make a bit of money over the next few weeks. So full credit to you. All right, guys, that'll do us for the questions for Supercoach. Remember, guys, if you would like to join the Roo Crew, the link is in the description. Go and get stuck into it. They are getting early access to this podcast. It'll come to them on Sunday night. It'll be on the Rugby League Guru podcast at around about midday on the Monday. So if you want early access and to have your questions read out and me answer your questions and everything, jump over, join the Roo Crew. As I said, jump in, have a look, check it out. If it's for you, good as gold. Welcome to the community. If it's not, also good as gold. I know it's a tough time for a lot of people out there. So if you feel like you can't afford it or it's not worth it, no sweat whatsoever. Enjoy all the free content and still be part of that community. Just something a little bit extra for those that want to get involved. The Roo Crew, the link is in the description. Cheers, legends. We will talk to you soon.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.